Christmas gifts. Christmas gifts. I can't help to think about Christmas gifts. Just 2 days ago, we were giving, getting, receiving, unwrapping, being surprised, being blessed by Christmas gifts. Your trash containers still have those bags, those boxes, wrapping papers, and bows piled high. You're still eating the leftovers from Christmas dinner. I bet there's still tinsel on the floor, maybe a bow or a piece of ribbon, maybe pine needles. Yeah, I'm thinking about Christmas and Christmas gifts. So what did you get? Did you get a 3-in-1 charging hub for your electronic gadgets? Did you get any of those cozy body boots or warming slippers for those cold nights? Perhaps you received one of those high-end Yeti cups, or maybe for the active ones, a Fitbit activity tracker. Did you get any of those new Echo Dot 4th generations or an Apple iPad 8th generation? Ladies, how about you? Those fancy Spanx from Nordstrom? Or maybe you guys like to go out to eat, so maybe you gotta get a gift certificate to the Backfin Blues Bar and Grill. Perhaps here at Highland, you're into those alternative gifts, the socially responsible gifts, and you received a card, lovely card, that said, "A gift was made to the Threads of Hope Clothing Ministry in your name." Or a card that said, "We sent a check to the Mason-Dixon Community Services in your name." Now I know for some, this is an economically trying time. Maybe you did without presents this year, but you gave one another a love letter or a card that simply said, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Maybe you received some gifts from children or grandchildren, like pieces of art or Christmas love notes that just melted your hearts. Surely you got one or more of these Christmas gifts. And if so, my next question is this. How did you receive them? How'd you receive them? When you received a gift, how'd you receive it? Did you smile sweetly and say, "Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much." Did you say, "Oh, wow, you're so kind. You're so generous. You're so thoughtful. You're amazing." Or did you say, "My goodness, you're generous. Thank you from the bottom of my heart." Did you say something like that? Maybe give the giver a big hug or a socially distanced hug. Maybe a virtual hug. Did you receive the gift with genuine grace? Or, when you received them, did you say something like this? "Oh, what a piece of junk. I hate it. What a waste of money this is. I absolutely hate, hate, hate it. This is going straight into the trash. Oh, I have the perfect place for this, in the corner of my basement." Friends, I hope you've never received a gift like that. After all, Christmas gifts are meant to be received, acknowledged, used, and enjoyed. You can tell I'm thinking a lot about Christmas gifts and how we receive them. How we receive them is almost more important than the gift itself. Now, did you ever have any Christmas gift tragedies? Have you ever buried one or lost one, threw one out in the trash, even accidentally? Ever stick one in the drawer or closet, never wear it or use it? I have two sad stories. First, I'm a retired military pilot, having flown C-130s for 20 years with the Delaware Air National Guard. So my hand-eye coordination skills were pretty good. I could land that Herc really well. Well, a few years ago, I received a small remote control helicopter I could fly inside. Guess what? It lasted about 35 seconds from liftoff to a total crumpled mess with a smashed propeller. That was embarrassing. That was a waste. I had accidentally wasted a really nice Christmas gift. The second is this. Many years ago, we had to put my father in a nursing home. As I was clearing out some of his desk drawers, I came across some expired Christmas gift cards that he never used. Never used. He just buried them in a drawer. What a shame. What a waste of money. What a sad story about gifts. Christmas gifts are to be acknowledged, accepted, and receive with thanks. So now that I have you thinking about Christmas gifts, let me turn the corner and get into our scriptures for today. I believe this will absolutely make your Christmas this year. When these four verses of Galatians sink into your soul, you will leave this service a new person. Listen, God gave us a twofer. God gave us a double deal Christmas gift. I call it a ROGO, an R-O-G-O. You've heard of a BOGO, right? Buy one, get one? Well, this is a ROGO. Receive one, get one. Receive one, get one. You see, here's what you and I can really receive for Christmas. First, the R. God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, born of a woman. Jesus Christ, born of Mary. Jesus Christ, born under the law. Jesus Christ, born to die for our sins. Jesus Christ, born to smash the hopelessness of this life. Jesus Christ, born to crush the head of Satan and the evil all around us. Jesus Christ, born to vaccinate us against the deadly virus of evil. Jesus Christ, born to rescue us from eternal death. Jesus Christ, born to sign our adoption papers. Jesus Christ, born to open the doors for us into a warm, safe, secure, eternal home. That's the first gift God gave us. That's the one that says, open me first. Oh, please, 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 open me first. Don't ignore, waste, or throw this gift away. Don't put this one in a drawer or ignore it. Then here's the second gift. If we receive the first gift, we get this one for free. Receive one, get one. The scripture says, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. Do you realize how awesome this gift is? God gave you and me his Spirit. His Spirit, and his Spirit is crying out, Abba, or Daddy, Daddy, help me, rescue me, save me. Make me an heir of your eternal glory. God gave you and me his Spirit that cries out in words we can't understand. The Spirit speaks that Spirit language for us. The Spirit cries out for us to Daddy, Father, and God, who loves, loves, loves that cry for relationship, that cry for help, and that cry for us to be adopted as daughters and sons. Do you realize what we've received as Christmas gifts? We've become heirs of the sovereign, holy, almighty, eternal God. Have you received this gift? Friends, it doesn't depend on your goodness. It doesn't depend on you cleaning yourself up. It doesn't depend on what you've done in the past. It doesn't depend on your upbringing. It doesn't depend on your good works. It doesn't depend on your good looks. It doesn't even depend on your good deeds. No, no, no. Listen carefully. Are you listening? It only depends on your accepting these gifts. It only depends on your receiving these gifts. So have you received God's gifts? Have you accepted God's gifts? Have you opened God's gifts? Have you acknowledged God's gifts? Will you live with God's gifts and not put them in a drawer? Will you live with God's gifts and not just hang them in a closet? Will you live with God's gifts and not accidentally toss them in the trash? Let me close with a story and then an illustration. This past week, I was honored to be part of the Wreaths Across America initiative. Wreaths Across America seeks to honor all those who served their country by placing wreaths on markers or graves of those who've served. Here's how we did it. We would each take a wreath, solemnly approach the marker or gravestone. We would say their name, hold their name in our heart, say a prayer of thanks for their service, then bow or salute. In this act, we were acknowledging, accepting, and receiving their selfless service, their sacrifice, their very life that set us free and helped make our country the greatest in the world. It was a meaningful, even a worshipful experience, simple yet powerfully moving. And this simple, worshipful gesture reminded me of our role in acknowledging, accepting, and receiving the gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ. When we acknowledge, accept, and receive the gift of Jesus Christ, we're new people. We are set free from the trappings of darkness and evil all around us. We are given peace, joy, love, and eternal life. That's what we get when we receive this generous gift from God. Friends, let me illustrate this for you. It's much easier when we're in person, but we can make this work. If you just simply zoom in on me, let me show you. If I held out a $5 bill and said, this is your Christmas gift, what would you have to do to receive this $5 Christmas gift? What would you have to do to receive this $5 bill as a Christmas gift? Exactly. You'd simply have to get up, reach out, and receive it. Get up, reach out, and receive it. Nothing else. That's exactly the same as receiving the Christmas gifts that God has for us. When we receive the gift of His Son, when we receive the gift of His Spirit, we're complete. We're blessed. We live with hope. We live forever. Friends, this passage is clear. God gave us a true double deal, a rogo, receive one, get one, a twofer one. When we receive God's gift, when we acknowledge God's gift, when we open God's gift, when we live into God's gift, we really and truly live. We live with hope. We live with eternal life. We live with the vaccine that will ensure we live forever. We live with a gift that won't break, won't expire, won't wear out, won't rust, and won't run down. We live as heirs, heirs to the glorious realm of God, now and forever. Merry Christmas. Amen.